Socrates seems to have stood out in absolutely every possible way. He said that he was to Athens what a gadfly is to a large, lazy horse, and that the gods had sent him there to prick Athens and to irritate it and to make it think seriously about the kind of life that its citizens were leading. He was there to make people uncomfortable.
Ever since this scum set up shop here, he's made me work twice as hard.
So you say Simmias here is your enemy because he makes you work harder than you did before?
Wasn't that enough to make any man your enemy?
But an enemy is a man who does you evil, isn't he?
Any fool knows that.
And a friend is one who does you good.
Any fool knows that too.
But what a fool does not know is what is good and what is evil. Now you make better vases and you work harder because of Simmias' competition. Do you not?
To talk to Socrates was to be taken down the garden path, at the end of which one finds that, alas, you don't know what you're talking about. So it's fun to read the works. You sympathize with the person Socrates is questioning. And you have a sense that this poor person is being had, but you don't know exactly how it's being done. Socrates is the master of this. He can give you enough rope to hang yourself, and he always does.
El maestro no escribió nada por sí mismo. Sabemos de él por medio de escritores como el general Jenofonte y el poeta cómico Aristófanes, quien satirizó a Sócrates llamándolo tendero del pensamiento. Pero el infame método socrático fue recogido con mayor intensidad por Platón en una serie de conversaciones imaginarias conocidas como los diálogos. Hizo de su mentor el personaje principal de más de 20 libros, entre ellos La República. La trama comienza en el puerto del Pireo, en las afueras de Atenas. Sócrates se encuentra con un viejo amigo que lo invita a una reunión en su casa. Es allí donde Sócrates aprovecha la ocasión para iniciar una conversación que durará toda la noche.
Kephalus, it's clear that you're a good and decent man, so if anybody knows what it means to be a good and just person, it's you.
I have been able to proceed through life with a clear conscience. I haven't been tempted to cheat or deceive someone to survive. I pay my bills. Occasionally, I give to a good cause.
So, if I understand you, Kephalus, to be a good person means to tell the truth and to pay your debts.
Well, Socrates,
the main argument of the Republic is an argument about being a good person. The term that's usually used in translations is justice. And what's at stake is a definition of justice.
The style of the book is like the Johnny Carson show. Here we are, we're gathered together, we're talking. Let's meet so-and-so. Let's see what he has to say. Let's meet Cephalus. Well, Cephalus, come on out and tell us what you think about things. Well, Polemarchus, come on out. What do you think? Well, here's that crazy guy, Thrasymachus. Come on out, Thrasymachus. What do you think it is? Well, it's like an ongoing, you know, late-night TV show with these, quote, experts coming on. Here's your interviewer, your moderator, who says, well, that won't do. No, that idea of justice won't do, and this idea. And it's and the audience gets caught up in it.
A man has lent you a weapon and now wants to have it back, but in the meanwhile, he believes his wife's having an affair with someone else, and he's desperate and actually wants to kill himself. Would it be right to give him what is rightfully his?
No, I suppose not.
So in this case, doing the right thing would, in fact, be doing the wrong thing. And the man defined as a good man would, in fact, be a bad man.
Oh, come on, Socrates. Give me a break. What's the point? I mean, you're so wise, you tell us. What makes a good person?
I have no answers at all. I was hoping, Thrasymachus, that you might tell us.
Well, it's perfectly obvious that everyone is just doing what is in their best interests. The reality is that justice in this day and age is what is in the interest of the stronger party. As a matter of fact, I'll take it even further. The advantage goes to the unjust person every single time.
See if I understand you.
A estas alturas de la historia, Sócrates destruye la teoría de que la justicia está en el poder. Mientras tanto, en Atenas, el poderoso aplastaba al justo. Los dirigentes de la tambaleante democracia acababan de perder la guerra del Peloponeso y estaban cansados de ser vapuleados por la aguda lengua de Sócrates. En el 399 a.C., a los 69 años de edad, el filósofo fue llevado a juicio por minar las bases del sistema.
The official charge was that he did not believe in the gods of the city and that he corrupted the young. He showed you how to find holes in what other people believed, but didn't necessarily, in fact, never substitute something positive in its place. And that was seen as a very dangerous thing, which in fact it was. After all, Plato, his greatest disciple, was also the greatest critic Athens has ever had.
Al juicio de Sócrates asistió más de la mitad de los atenienses, entre ellos Platón. Este cuenta que a Sócrates se le ofreció la libertad a cambio de que no continuara cuestionando a la gente, pero se negó, proclamando que una vida no examinada no valía la pena ser vivida. Fue hallado culpable por un tribunal de 500 miembros. Sócrates sugirió ser sentenciado de por vida a comer gratis en el Palacio Municipal, pero nadie se rió. Fue condenado a tomar un veneno extraído de la planta de la cicuta. El relato de Platón sobre la muerte de Sócrates lo transformó en un símbolo de la libertad de expresión y un tema favorito para artistas como Jacques Louis David.
His friends come to say goodbye to him, and he spends the whole day trying to convince them that the soul is immortal and that after he dies, the soul, which is the most valuable part of the human being, is going to remain perfectly unharmed. Socrates takes the poison and starts drinking it and continues discussing the issues. The executioner says, please don't do that, because if you get agitated and you talk too much, the poison doesn't work so quickly. Socrates says, now leave me alone, he says, leave us alone, my good man. Your job is to give the poison as many times as it takes to kill me. My job is to have a discussion for as long as I can. He insisted on talking until the very, very end. Plato closes the dialogue by describing him as the best, the wisest, and the most just man of all we knew at that time.
El martirio de Sócrates hizo que la carrera política se volviera inconcebible para Platón. Pasó el resto de su vida continuando el trabajo de su maestro. Nadie sabe con certeza dónde acaban las ideas de Sócrates y comienzan aquellas de Platón. Con el tiempo, los dos nombres se han vuelto intercambiables. Es siguiendo a Sócrates que Platón proyecta un nuevo mundo, donde gobierna la sabiduría y no el poder. Y es Sócrates quien explica por qué los filósofos deben ser sus reyes. A menos que los filósofos gobiernen los estados, o aquellos que hoy se llaman reyes y príncipes de este mundo, sean verdadera y seriamente filósofos, de suerte que la autoridad pública y la filosofía se encuentren unidas en el mismo sujeto, no hay remedio para los males que gobiernan a los estados, ni aún para el género humano.
Incidentally, if you'd like to join the dialogue, 808-5600 is the number to call. Alec and Tiburon, welcome.
Well, is it what?
De vuelta a la reunión, Sócrates ha resultado ser un comensal del infierno. El resto de los invitados ha sido arrastrado al debate.
I'd like to believe that honesty and morality and justice are qualities that are worth having, even if they never bring fame or glory or power, but I don't think you've begun to make your case.
Are you willing to compare the lives of two men, say, one poor, rather boring, innocent citizen who is wrongfully accused of theft and thrown into jail, with the mayor of the city, who's renowned as a dynamic, charismatic leader, but who in reality is robbing from the public trust, cheating on his wife, and getting away with all of it? Which of them is better off?
You want me to prove that virtue is its own reward.
But you have to prove that the good and honest person who goes unrewarded and unrecognized comes out ahead in the end.
You're on. We'll begin with a very simple...